I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good. It is good. Mason Crosby to the south end zone for a Lambeau leap. And he puts a dagger in the Lions. The Packers have won it 23-22.
For the first time in my life, I was rooting big time for the Detroit Lions. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Sean Shreve, Mike Fisher is in for Choppy. We got Troy. We got Roy. That call from Packers Radio. And the big storyline from this one is going to be the referees and the officials. Now, Detroit kicked way too many field goals. 5 field goals for Matt Prater. Side note, stop trying to let Brett Maher off the hook. You can make all of your kicks in the NFL. It is possible. But they did not convert enough when they got close. But 2 horrific calls towards the very end on Trey Flowers. Green Bay gets to keep the football. They score a touchdown because of one of them. And then they keep a drive alive and never give it back to Detroit. The Packers win. Were you able to see this, or were you all in on the Mavericks?
Yeah, and the kicking thing kills me. And you've been hitting this pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's nothing against Brett Maher. He's a lovely person. It's just like a basketball game. If I go 20 of 21 from the free throw line, but I miss the one and we lose by a point, I needed to make that one.
Yeah.
The other ones don't matter anymore.
Well, people are trying to say, and I get this counterpoint, Maher made a 62-yarder. So if he misses the 40, you're not likely to make the 62, so.
No, it doesn't work that way. I need you to make them all. It's like we can make this parallel at every game. I know you're not going to block every guy every time or tackle every guy every time or catch every ball, but you need to.
Yeah.
You need to catch every ball. Well, Michael Gallup already had a good game this year, so he can drop some balls in this game?
Right.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. The only reason Brett Maher is still employed by them is because there isn't a better option out there. It's not a belief in Brett Maher. It's a lack of belief in everyone else on the market.
And I respect that Jason Garrett keeps saying what he's saying, which is he's made some big kicks for us. I respect that he says it, and I understand why. Which big kick has Brett Maher made?
Did he have a game winner last year?
He does have the record for the most 62-yard field goals in the NFL.
That's not the question.
That's a big kick. That's a momentous kick.
When he says he's made some big kicks, I don't think he means big in terms of length. I think he's trying to mean big in terms of importance. Around here, once upon a time, Dan Bailey has made some big kicks for us, was a reason to stick with Dan Bailey because he made big kicks for 7 years.
Yeah.
Brett Maher's been here for 7 days. How could he have possibly made big kicks already?
Yep.
But the lesson in why Brett Maher is still here, we have to go to New England where they lost their Gostkowski kicker. He goes on IR with the injuries. They have tryouts on Friday. They bring in Mike Nugent, who was here for a minute. They bring in that coup.
Coup.
They bring in 3 other guys, including one of them who I don't believe has ever kicked in a football game. He's like a trick shot kicker on the internet.
Yeah.
And they sign not only Nugent, but they also sign coup to the practice squad. I've never seen a team sign 2 kickers in one day, ever. That's how shaky it all is. And what did Nugent do in his very first second as a New England Patriot? Missed an extra point.
Yes.
So that's what's out there. That's why Brett Maher has a job.
So the refs are going to get destroyed for last night. And, you know, Kavanaugh tweeted what many people have been saying, the easy solution. I'm truly convinced. Like, my dream job now in life is to lay on my couch, watch all the games, and be able to have a big red button next to me. And when they go to replay after a call, I just sit there laying back. I promise I won't drink too much. And I hit the red button, and that will be looked upon and calls reversed.
Well,
these officials are set up to fail by the NFL.
Right.
So did you see the helmet to helmet yesterday? I find myself, I'm the only one on earth who defends the officials for live in the moment calls.
Yep.
So there was a helmet to helmet yesterday, and the defender at the end of the day was not trying to pull a Vontaze Burfict. All right. He was just in a position where his head was lowered and it accidentally made contact and knocked Geronimo Allison out of the game. That's not an awful call by the ref. That's not a terrible call. These guys are listening for the sound of helmet to helmet. They see a guy unconscious and laid out on the ground, assuming that was a helmet to helmet shot. There is no way we all think that we're Superman with slow-mo vision.
Right.
There's no way live in the moment a referee is going to get that call right. So that's why you allow the eye in the sky to say, hey, it was unintentional. We're definitely not going to find him moving forward, but let's stop using the fifth replay in slow-mo to judge the officials live in the moment. Even the two hands-in-the-face calls on Trey Flowers.
Okay.
That's what everyone's going to talk about today, right?
You and I have the
same. Hang on a second. When you see Bakhtiari and his head lean all the way back for the way he sells it, in the moment, I can see how the official thought it was hands. The slightest difference between the hands inside the shoulder pads into the face of the offensive lineman, you're telling me everyone's going to get that right live in the moment? No, they're being set up to fail. You have to get an eye in the sky to fix it.
You and I have the exact same view of the problem, but I have a different view of the solution. Get rid of the eye in the sky. Let the refs ref. And they do their best.
So no replay.
No replay. And then we wouldn't still be talking about Sunday's problems on a Tuesday. We'd have moved on to the Eagles by now. Said, well, let the players play.
Yep.
Why can't we let the refs ref? And they do their best. And if I think you fumbled, then you fumbled. Now, I'm older than you kids. But you guys are still old enough to remember playing in the backyard. And when you fumbled the ball in the backyard, you never said, Sean, when you were 7 years old, yeah, but my knee was down.
Right.
You fumbled.
Yeah.
And so, again, when I was a kid, you know what you did? You made sure you didn't fumble. When you fell to the ground, you embraced the ball with two arms so it never came out.
Yeah.
And if it came out, everybody jumped on the ball and nobody argued whether my knee was down. Referee play, as I've tried to call it and have it catch on. I don't know why it hasn't. It seems genius to me. Referee play, all it does is it's taking away from the game. It's making us pretend, Sean, as you said, that, well, let's look at another angle. His knee's down. Well, Troy, let's look at another angle. His knee's not down. Why don't we just let the refs ref? But instead, not only when you say your big red button in front of your drunken couch,
yeah,
you think you're kidding. Isn't that what Dean Blandino had? A big red drunken button? He's sitting in Manhattan making judgment calls on TV, by watching TV of a game going on in Seattle. That's not officiating. He's a failed stand-up comedian. He's not even a referee. Let the refs ref, let the players play, and let's deal with the consequences and move on to Philadelphia.
Barry Sanders had a problem with it. You know, very quiet Barry Sanders, when he talks, he said, it's sickening. The NFL needs to look at a way to prevent that from happening. Matt Patricia and Matthew Stafford dodging questions about the refs afterwards.
Can't have those penalties, you know, whatever it was that caused those to take place. We're going to go back, take a look at it, make sure we're coaching it better, make sure we're doing the right things.
You guys got better views of them all than we do. We just go out there and play. We know we're not playing the officials, playing the Packers.
Well, they dodged the questions, but the Lions players did not, repeatedly using the word awful. That's a game I thought that Detroit controlled. That's a game that the Lions should have won, and Green Bay was able to steal it. By the way, no excuse for the Cowboys in New York against the Jets. Now, I know it's Aaron Rodgers, but again, no Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison out, MVS, as Boog and Tess were calling him, Valdez Scantling, I don't even know his name. He looked banged up. You had three receivers drop humongous passes for Aaron Rodgers. This Shepherd guy was on his way to being the GOAT, who muffed the punt return and then had one bounce off his face mask at the goal line. But You still have to play through it, and you still have to figure out a way to win.
Hey, by the way, did Aaron Jones drop a wide open pass heading into the end zone?
Yes.
Let me guess. Fantasy talk.
Yeah, KT.
Yeah, Troy got his first win of the year, baby.
Yeah, 1-5.
Congratulations. There's nothing more fascinating than fantasy talk.
Well, definitely not for you because you and RJ suck.
Well, he's really dragged down the franchise.
The franchise.
The Cowboys injury excuse thing, which, by the way, they're not making, to their credit. Here's the reason it bothers me, and I know it bothers you too, Sean. I thought they built the deepest roster in football.
Right. Top five roster.
If you built the deepest roster in football, you should be able to survive missing Lyle Collins. If you built the deepest roster in football, you should be able to survive Byron Jones going out. I'm not saying it doesn't change things. I lose Amari Cooper. Really, they lost him in the first series. Yes, that changes things. But you built the deepest roster in football.
Yeah.
What did you bother for? If we're all going to say, oh, we had three guys injured and now we can't win a game.
All right, Fish is in for RJ. Glad you're waking up with us with a toe low Tuesday. When we come back, how you can party with us, Jalen Smith, and Chris Woodward. What is the weather going to be today? You may need to be careful out there driving. Have your kids' lives been saved after the outage yesterday? And everything else you need to know, including baseball and the Mavericks. The duo was at it again last night. It's all coming up with Shauna Fish on The Fan.
Open three, bullseye, Porzingis. And a point to Luka. Appreciate you dropping that dime.
That was the call on Fox Sports Southwest. I was flipping over to Mike Fisher's Mavericks. I know Roy is excited through the roof as well. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Sean and RJ. Choppy is out today, so we have the one and only Mike Fisher at Fish Sports on Twitter. And last night at home, the Mavs controlled the Oklahoma City Thunder 107-70. We have one more game left before regular season action. As for the big two, and we need a cool, catchy nickname for them as well. Porzingis was 17-13. Now, he was 7-21 from the field. He hit three threes. And Luka had 19-10-7 with six turnovers. But the Mavs easily controlled this one. And it looks like, Mike, we know how big the two-man game is in the NBA. Man, it looks like their early two-man chemistry is really good. You can tell they really like each other. There's a crazy alley-oop towards the end that Luka threw up to Porzingis, and they're just smiling and beaming at each other. I'm pumped.
I'm concerned that they don't have a third guy, that when we talk about the two-man game, it's like literally going to be the two-man game.
Yeah.
And then three other guys.
And others would come back at you and say, well, the NBA now has transformed into a two-man league. Well, a lot of others still have a better third than the Mavericks.
There's no question about it, number in regard to people's rosters. The Mavericks are still trying to be the eighth best team in the West. That's the reality of people's rosters. I'm amused by the, well, it's a two-man, two-star league now. Well, that's like saying, well, nowadays people are only running a 11-second 100, then I shouldn't run it in 10. I should go backwards and run it slower.
Yeah.
No, I want a third star. As soon as I get a third star, I can be elite in the West.
Like Draymond Green is the example there. You know, Draymond Green compared to DeLon Wright.
Right. Or in the Mavericks case, a different DeLon Wright every night.
Yeah.
Seth Curry was going to be the guy one night.
Jimmy Smith.
I still say, people laugh at me, I think J.J. Barea will still be the guy on some nights.
Sure.
Even though Jalen Brunson should probably get almost all his minutes now as Jalen Brunson goes ahead. But wait till you go to the AAC. There's a buzz in the air now that hasn't been there in half a decade.
Is there?
Yes, definitely. There's a downtown-y buzz. They've got something different in the lighting inside the building. In the audience, remember how the Forum in L.A., the audience used to be dark?
Yeah, like MSG.
Okay, this isn't that dark, but they've got the lights turned down in the audience lights turned up on the court.
I love that.
Now, if you start falling way behind, it's a lot easier to take a nap at a game. So you don't want that. But then the other thing is the Dirk silhouette on the court. And I still haven't found out who thought of that.
Cuban, I think.
I suppose. And it's very subtle. It's not. Like, it's just a shade away from hardwood shade.
Yeah.
But it's exactly like Dirk. It's subtle, with this magnificent presence.
By the way, speaking of Dirk, him and Mark Cuban have already teamed up talking about a possible statue, retiring the jersey, all that was coming out yesterday with Dallas News, but that's not going to be done for well over a year, so nothing there. And then you mentioned nicknames, by the way, Sean. I personally like Euros Heroes, if you're talking about Luka and Porzingis, but Jalen Brunson did say that if Porzingis is the unicorn, then Luka should be My Little Pony.
Oh, I don't know.
That probably won't stick.
Luca's going to love that, but Autofuck Season Fan Text 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We also had baseball last night, and this was a beatdown.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. Steven Strasburg fans, a dozen St. Louis Cardinals over seven innings.
Steven Strasburg was dominant, striking everybody out on changeups. This is a blowout in the NLCS. Get ready for the Nationals in the World Series. They beat the Cardinals 8-1. I don't care about this whatsoever. I am all in, though, on the American League, where you're going to get Game 3 of the Yankees and the Armpit. That's going to be this afternoon, though, at 3 o'clock on FS1. What the freak? You finally have a night with no football. And the Yankee game, we could start it at 6 here. It's 7 in New York.
Hey, MLB, you want to know why kids don't just rush to find their heroes in baseball anymore? Because they're playing while they're still in school. That's what's happening right now.
Man.
You are playing a championship series while kids are getting on a bus.
What's the reason?
I don't know. Choppy probably knows it. But this was a heavyweight fight, and on a Tuesday night, you don't have to compete with any football. You're going to play at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and put the Cardinals and the Nationals on at 7 o'clock, and you're going to have it on FS1.
I'm trying to give them credit for
event?
Having a reason.
Is there an event at the stadium?
Yeah, is there a circus later that night coming into town? Travel issues.
It's crazy.
Weather.
Like, that's a humongous miss.
Yeah.
Humongous miss, because that series is fun. So that's what's going to happen, Game 3 of the ALCS.
And who do we hate worse again, Astros or Yankees?
Astros for me. Troy got into a battle with a buddy that we're supposed to root all Texas. It's like if the Mavs get eliminated, we have to root for the Rockets or the Spurs.
No.
God, it's just like bringing back memories of when Texas played USC in the Rose Bowl. And people were like, how are you not cheering for the Longhorns? You're a Texan, right? It's like, no, I'm an Aggie, and this isn't about Texas.
No, that's high school.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Louisville High School and Flower Mound, is it, you know, because they were your buddies, they're right across the street.
Right.
Right.
But A&M and Longhorns aren't buddies.
Right. But I do have a bet with one of my boys that runs a barbershop, 1885 Barbershop, in which he's a gigantic Astros fan.
Why would you need a barbershop?
Well, I'm not doing the facial hair. I'm trying to grow this thing out, trying to look cool. But my bet with him is that if the Yankees win, he owes me a case of beer.
Nice.
If the Astros win, I have to wear an Astros hat every day for a week.
Mm.
That sucks.
77 degrees right now. Today, a high of 90, a low of 55, and then 72 tomorrow. So it goes from a high of 90 today to a high of 72 tomorrow. And people are dealing with the sicknesses.
It doesn't matter with you. You wear your hoodie every day, no matter what.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
It's kind of chilly in here.
Yeah.
Which I like. You know, it's like it's like girls who are okay with it being a little colder in the house because they get to snuggle up in the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. And look at Choppy. He wears T-shirts and he's sick.
Right.
I was dealing with allergies. All right. National days today. National Cheese Curd Day. Amazing. National I Love Lucy Day. National Grouch Day.
Oh, my God. If you have not seen the Grouch skit that Saturday Night Live did with David Harbour from Stranger Things.
What's Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live is a comedy show that airs coincidentally live on Saturday nights.
Kind of live, yeah.
And it has not had anything this good since the Lonely Island days with Adam Sandberg. It is the funniest thing, where they did a kind of a ripoff of the Joker trailer, but instead as Grouch.
Now, do you have to have seen Joker to get Grouch?
Not at all. It is a dark, mysterious yet highly entertaining and intelligent thing that they did this past Saturday.
All right, Roy, has Fortnite been restored for the kids?
It has. Chapter 2 has officially begun.
Because yesterday, what, it had an outage or something?
Yeah, they basically just made the game into a black hole that you could go log on and you could step onto the island and look up and see the black hole, but there was nothing to do. The game was basically nullified, and they said thanks for playing.
Yeah, but there was nothing to do. It was a picture of the Cowboys secondary. It was just up there on the screen.
So they had nothing to do. Well, they released a new island today that apparently is a brand new game map with all new features, a bunch of water and all that stuff. So they're changing it up quite a bit.
Was it fake? We're never letting you play again?
Yes, 100% it was fake. But there were lawsuits filed over the weekend because they launched a promo that said it would last for a month, and 2 weeks into it, that's when they cut the game off and launched the new chapter. So
when we come back, the latest reports on Jason Garrett's job security and the guarantee from Doug Peterson that the Cowboys are losing on Sunday night. Fish in for Chop. Glad you're waking up with us. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.